You know who's got big ears? The Master Jedi Yoda.
Why is he on our screen this morning?
Right. Because I was mistaken.
Okay, can we
for
start the podcast?
Yeah, are you ready?
Let's hit it.
Welcome back to the family podcast.
Oh,
well, apparently now if I sit here, I have to enter us into the podcast.
That
which
was so special.
I didn't know that came with the part.
What podcast number is it?
51.
Yikes. Rum.
November 3rd, 2019.
I kind of like this. I just have to sit here and do nothing. I don't have to worry about levels and who's talking and cutting up or getting anybody on the phone.
I like it too because Gabe's no longer next to me.
I can still drink your coffee.
I drank my own coffee before I brought it in today.
I bet you'll have another cup today.
Here we go. So, Table Talk with Rookies family.
Yeah.
This is the podcast Dysfunctional Family. We are minus Matthew, who's going to join us soon. What are they doing today?
Haley ran a half marathon in Cambridge. So, she finished. But they are on their way
back
home.
Into Boston.
Did she win? Why does she keep doing these if she doesn't win?
I don't think the goal is to win.
No.
It's not really
the vibe.
Coming from a guy that couldn't run around the block.
I'm actually a pretty big runner now.
Ran three miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? What put you in shape?
Nothing put me in shape.
No, but I mean, what? You were not a runner before. Explain to people why
you joined a team at school, and there's a lot of running associated with it.
Okay. And your season is done now?
No, Matt.
What? No, I'm talking about Matt. That. Football is done. That is correct.
All right, but
that's not. he runs more now on this new team that he's on than he did with football.
Right, but my point was that over the summer and during football, it kind of he became a better runner because he became in more shape, better shape.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
I just have something to bring to the table. It was a review that someone left us on Apple iTunes.
Oh, fun.
And I just saw that someone posted it. And so I thought it would be interesting to share.
No.
So this is from HHomer23. I love that you had the priest come on. That is awesome.
Awesome.
OWE-SOME.
Probably
awesome.
A little typo.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
He
awesome.
Sounds like a great guy. That was a good episode, even when I'm a Lutheran, which we all just need to get together. We all need to believe in a higher power. God bless.
Hmm.
So I thought
very
that was
nice.
A nice,
nice
message for someone to leave.
Lutheran is basically Catholic without the guilt. So they got a little bit easier as a Lutheran. So that's
what does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
That means it's a joke because Catholic faith has been is somewhat guilt based, and Lutherans, although we basically share everything, but
people
infallibility.
We don't share. Everything.
I don't know enough about Lutherans to say if we're alike.
I
or
thought
not.
It was Catholic without the alcohol.
Okay, maybe that's it. That could be it too.
But I just thought that was kind of fun. That was the only review that we've had recently.
That's super
so
nice.
Leave us some reviews.
You.
Where can they do that?
On Apple iTunes. If you go, you can rate the podcast and leave a review. And we love getting the messages.
And
we'll share
them. Subscribe.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, rate.
Yeah. No, not YouTube.
Do it all.
All right. Well, week in review. What happened this week?
Sorry, my voice is
well, some
shaky
of us a little
usual.
Under the weather. Kathleen
we had
Turner.
Halloween this week. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. With our
weather was cold,
stew.
But still very fun.
It was good. We had a really good turnout in South St. Paul. And we had, I don't know how many kids. We got rid of a lot of candy. And then the candy that we did not get rid of was hijacked to Gabe's bedroom when I went. Where's the chips, pixie sticks, ring pops?
It's not in my bedroom.
It's
did you pick up the entire thing
the entire
and carry it downstairs?
It's not downstairs. It's still upstairs. I'm just not telling you where that is.
What?
What a child. See, folks that are listening, this is what we have to deal with on a day-by-day basis is this intolerant chicanery put on by Gabriel.
I'm sorry. Are you trying to get ring pops? You want a ring pop?
No, I don't want ring pops.
I don't care.
Pixie sticks.
Like, why does it matter if you know where it is?
There's chips in there that I like.
I'll give you the chips.
Okay. No, it's good. I can find my own chips.
Can the dog have access to this?
No, it's up high.
Because the dog has also continued to be a source of serious trouble.
Finley. I was just going to say, we had another scare with the dog. And,
okay, so this is a long story. I took a job this week for a couple days. And
what are you, the temporary
I'm
worker
gonna
at
be
the
gone
end?
Pretty much. And I left the house, and I forgot to remind the two people left behind that the
dog state your name.
Needs to eat again at 11 o'clock-ish or so.
Guilty.
So at about 12:30, I was leaving the classroom, and I hear my phone, which was weird because I never have my volume on.
Right.
And my phone was in my backpack, so it was weird that I even heard it because I was literally walking out. And it's a FaceTime call from Sophia. Well, clearly I cannot FaceTime. We're walking through the hallways of the school, and it's mad chaos because it's lunchtime. And then I text her, "What's up? Something's wrong with Finley."
The dog died. It was dead in my arms.
She literally was like, kept saying, "I need help." So I, at this time, I didn't have my students in the classroom. So I FaceTimed her. She's trying to feed him. He wasn't eating. And so I'm like, we ended our FaceTime because mom was calling her. Well, then later she's still texting. My students are back in my classroom. So I'm like, I need to make a phone call. I call Sophia at home. And she proceeds to tell me, "The dog is dead."
That's what I thought, too.
My natural...
The dog died. For a few minutes, the dog was dead. The eyes were shut. It wasn't moving. It was laying on the ground. He was so dead. He wouldn't eat because he... And I finally got him to eat some food, and he threw it all up. So that... After he threw it all up, he was dead.
She tells me he's dead. I am now crying. My students, it's dead silent in my room. Everyone's staring at me. And I'm like, "Well, is he breathing?" And she goes, "He's dead." And I go, "Pick him up and go to the hospital." Dead. I'm like, "Let's go."
Meanwhile, how this whole thing started, I was in the bathtub and I heard this awful screechy noise, like an awful cry. And I was like, "Oh my goodness, what happened to the dog?" Like, I thought something had fallen on him because it was such a sad cry.
Right.
And I come running out, and he was just so sick. And I was like, "Oh, my gosh." And so I'm running around the house butt naked because I'm out of the bathroom.
The dog.
Like, I did dry off. I'm slipping everywhere. And yeah. Dad comes home, and there's forks everywhere around the house because I was trying to feed the dog.
Yeah,
and
random
I kept
forks.
Forgetting where I was putting the forks. And Dad's like, "Why are there forks everywhere?"
But Sophia did muster up the strength. Took the dog to the hospital and goes in, and there was an old woman that helped you.
Oh, she was so sweet. She started petting the dog, and she was like, "God bless you. Like, God bless the dog." It, like, makes you want to cry. It was just so sweet.
And they gave him a nice blanket.
Yes. Everyone was so loving there because I was so scared.
I would like to say that it's actually my idea to bring the dog to the hospital, and I didn't even see it. Yes, it was.
I had already said that
Gabe thinks because he texted in the group and didn't know that all of this phone calling was
going
on.
I actually called people. I would like to say that.
You didn't call me.
Because I got an excuse in my military class because they were learning how to fold the flag, and I already knew how to do that. So I was like, "Chief, I need to talk to my family." And he's like, "Okay, go out."
I had 20 kids sitting at their tables in the lunchroom looking at me like, "What do we do? When do we eat?"
Yeah.
And one decided to be really naughty, and I'm like, "Stop it! I've got a problem right now. Just sit down.
I can't deal with you being naughty."
Well, my class, after I hung up the phone with Sophia, and I'm crying, and I'm trying to tell them what's wrong, but I needed to calm down. I wasn't, like, sobbing, but I just had tears coming down my face. Then they all come up and start hugging me, and they're like, "It's going to be okay." And then one kid's like, "That's the first time we saw you actual cry." And I was like, "That's not going to be the only time."
So anyway, the dog is not dead.
No, he's
just... We still have the dog.
He is hyperglycemic.
He needs to eat. Sorry.
He's like Paul Blart.
Every 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. He's the most high maintenance dog that we've ever had. And I think that is because I bought him. So naturally, the dog would be the biggest pain in the butt in the family and the most high maintenance.
So yep. It's very, I don't know. We have to figure out what's going to happen here and if getting the surgery for his liver will solve this other problem.
Are we starting a GoFundMe page? Because we don't know.
Yeah,
that's not in the budget there, kids. I'm just warning you.
And the other piece is, do we just need to punt and give the dog back to the breeder?
Punt to the dog.
And get our money back.
And then we get a Caucasian Ovarchka that doesn't have a size problem.
Let me tell you right now. I was pro getting this dog, but if we have to give the dog back because it's got serious health issues, I'm never getting a dog again. I'm not doing this. Well, you get attached as a puppy, and then he clearly has some severe issues, so we need to contact the breeder to be like, hey, there's something that isn't lined up here. But if they're like, we're taking the dog back, then I'm like, I'm never going to
get the dog also cannot gain weight.
Yeah.
So he's still a pound and a half. After we've had him now for a month.
And don't worry, we're feeding him plenty.
Mm-hmm. I should call Katie Canine.
No. Let's just
we need to go to the vet because
and
he's
then
got...
when we need some training help, which we probably will need, she'll be our excellent resource for that.
Yeah, she knows a lot, but this is right now, this is like severe health where we have to take him to another vet.
Yeah.
We're going to get a second opinion this week to see if they have the same thing that the last vet said or if they're like, oh no, we can take care of it this way, aka avoid surgery at all costs.
So that's where we are with Finley, and he's still the cutest dog ever on earth.
He's
and
so cute.
That's what makes it even more difficult.
Yeah.
And he died in my arms.
No, he died on the floor alone, apparently.
Yeah, true.
Right.
While Sophia was naked.
Running around the house naked.
I wish our neighbors saw that.
They probably
did. Well, actually, they did because they have their doorbell cam, so they saw her running around.
Well, not like this would help me, but I was screaming for help.
It's so weird.
I went into shutdown panic mode. I was like hysterical crying. I couldn't breathe. Like
you could have went next door. Terry would have been happy to help
you. I know.
But just put a robe on.
Yeah.
But let's point out Sophia, as always being the funniest person on the podcast, did declare herself butt naked. About 5 minutes earlier, you can go back and listen to it. She was butt naked.
I also wasn't sure if she was going to add that in the story, so I was going to add it for her. But thank you for
the dramatic effect that this is how it went.
And that she was dripping wet and slipping as she was running around trying to save the dog.
She was grabbing a towel.
I wish we had a camera.
The dog looked at me and was like, who the hell is this psycho?
He's like, kill me. Kill me now.
But, Sophia, that being said, you yelling for help randomly, you did a great job of adulthood, having to deal with this and not having anybody else to lean on. You picked up and you ran with it, so nice job.
Thanks.
Even though Gabe is basically the one that saved the dog.
I did save the dog.
Yes,
from school.
Maybe we should take him to the hospital.
I was already telling her, you've got to get the dog to the vet. Get in the car now. And Sophia's like, I'm naked.
And also big compliment, she left the house without makeup.
I did.
That's also the biggest part
of
the story.
I'm a huge makeup girl, and I went without any makeup on.
Finley, don't die.
She sacrificed herself to save the dog.
I did.
She put herself
bad.
Out there. Sophia, you put
I
yourself
did.
Out there.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, it's always something at our house. And then, anyway, we led into Halloween.
Yep,
Halloween was good. Sophia was the only costume wearer. For Halloween.
I was an angel. A dark angel.
I had a pretty good
costume.
That's
right.
You did
wear a costume to school.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Baker.
It's not like when we went to our Halloween party last week and just put on our Minnesotan caps and we went as Minnesotans.
I was also that.
Yes, you were part of that as well. I do think that Halloween, I thought we had a pretty darn good display. We got our butts kicked by the guy across the street, George, who had a tremendous display in South St. Paul. But we had our tiki torches out, our orange light, our strobe lights.
It looked cool.
And here's a public service announcement. If you want a free strobe light, you don't need to spend a dime. If you want to pretend you're in the haunted house and have a strobe light, you just blink and like move your arms around and it's like, hey, I'm in a haunted house. So
he was trying to tell me that the other day.
No. I was teaching that to Sophia.
It's also not funny.
He was like, do you know you can do instant strobe with yourself?
Instant strobe, man. What, I got it right now.
I'm actually very sad that we didn't get to go to a haunted house this year. And I brought it up multiple times.
I know. It didn't happen for us this year. And another thing we had was last night, Gabe had his first St. Thomas Academy disco.
Oh, baby.
They start out the year every year with this mixer-type dance with the cadets, and any girl from any school is welcome. Yeah. However, the boys must all be cadets. And they dress up in what they think is disco apparel, and meaning... basically, it's just anything that's fluorescent and brightly colored.
Yep.
A leisure suit would be disco. Yeah. A Johnny Fever or whatnot.
With a
John
gold chain in your shirt unbuttoned down to your navel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Anyway, so that was fun for Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gabe, did you drop it like it's hot with some ladies?
Ooh. Nope.
Did you dance?
I don't know if you could call it dancing. It's kind of just a mosh pit.
Remember, when you're on the dance floor, all you have to do is look like you know what you're doing, and people will say he or she knows how to dance.
He did actually get hit in the nose and end up in the bathroom with a pretty severe bloody nose.
Yes. Oh, man.
Classic.
You got in a fight? Good job.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened? You lost some time out because you were nursing your bloody nose?
Well, it wasn't really, I guess.
Okay.
But. Wasn't that bad.
That's all right, so good recovery. And you'll go again to dances. And every dance you'll go to, you'll become bolder and you'll have more fun and you'll realize I'm not gonna sit in the corner for the first 2 hours and then the last 15 minutes have a blast.
Yep. Well, that was how it started. When we got there, all the freshmen were like in a corner not doing anything.
Classic.
And I was like, I'm not gonna sit in the corner and not do anything.
Right.
And then our people I went there with were in the mosh pit and eventually they made their way over.
Nice. Love. All right, well, congratulations on your first mixer.
Thank you.
Or disco or whatever it is.
Disco.
All right, this week we're going to have Matthew call in. When he was driving at the time, so when he calls in, we'll get his thoughts on the week. Who's starting out? I have my back to the monitor here.
It McLaren. Is me.
Okay.
So with Christmas right kind of around the corner, I guess you could say. I know we haven't had Thanksgiving yet, but a lot of people
Christmas
start.
Christmas music, let's go.
No.
Here comes Santa
Claus. A lot of people start their Christmas shopping, I feel like in November. And then Advent calendars, which you need before December 1st. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, is some Advent calendars that are popular for this upcoming Christmas year. The first one is categories like beauty. So Sephora has an Advent calendar, and that's for all 24 days of leading up to Christmas, and that's 45. What?
There's 25 days of Christmas.
I know, but you don't. Well, then why is there only 24?
I don't know. That's not a real calendar.
Yeah,
it's fake. No.
You
there's
don't open
25
one
Christmases
on, Christmas?
On the 25th
no,
of December.
No, you don't open one on Christmas.
You're supposed to open Jesus.
I thought Jesus was on the 25th.
He comes on the...
Ours only has 24.
24th is Christmas
that's
Eve
really
when
weird.
Jesus is
a
arriving.
Lot of them only have 24. Yeah, our Advent
that
calendar
make
that
sense.
We have only has 24.
Right.
This
right.
doesn't make... Why? He wasn't born on the 24th.
Well, okay, technically during the night.
We're bypassing that.
You got a lot to do on Christmas. You
so
don't have to worry
inside
about the
this, inside the Sephora calendar, there's eyeshadows, lipstick, and that's $45, which I think is pretty reasonably priced for all of that. There's also one that's even more reasonably priced from Target, but this is only the 12 days of Christmas. Why are you sitting over there smirking?
Because I'm sitting here wondering. It kind of ties into what we talked about last week.
What?
With Jesus shoes and the rosary pedometer type thing. And now I'm wondering.
No.
Oh, I see
Advent
what you're saying.
Calendar, and yet this is a makeup Advent calendar. It's
you're counting down the days.
But
Advent calendars have been a thing
secular
forever.
Things for
I understand
a religious.
What Mom is saying is they're commercializing Advent by saying you can get the Sephora rosemary bud perfume along with the eyeliner in day
then
4.
Us giving gifts on Christmas would also be doing that too, because if it's a religious holiday, then
you're
what you want us to just
Jesus
sit in a church all day?
Yes.
No, but I think our traditional Advent calendar has game pieces. And I'm not for or against that. Mom was just bringing up that point.
Is ours it, has what? Season of giving.
Ours has what?
Not game pieces, but like shepherds.
Game
and
pieces. Yeah, it's the nativity scene.
Nativity scene.
The game pieces.
Stop talking. You
okay,
are
sorry.
Wrecking. Yeah.
Sorry.
You, it's dumb. There's no correlation.
Okay, that okay. being said, I'll take that. Sephora one.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no, talking. Yeah, because you guys are talking about something else I have
religion,
to talk about.
When we're talking about advent calendars, how
no,
dare you?
No, right. But there's no, I don't think there's a correlation. Buying Jesus shoes is different than having an advent calendar countdown.
Okay.
Back to what I was saying. Target has one that's for the 12 days of Christmas. That's only $20, which I think that's also a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
There's also some more expensive ones. One is the Body Shop, which is $70.
I did see those. I like that.
Yeah. And that has like a bunch of like lotions in it, bath bombs, lip balms. Then, of course, there's the Lego advent calendars for kids, which I thought these were pretty reasonably priced at $32. And then another one at $19.99.
That's not bad
for
Legos.
Lego. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's a really...
That's good.
Good one.
That's a good price.
Also, a popular one is the Hatchimals. Those are those animals that hatch out of the eggs. And they have an advent calendar, and that was only $21.99. So I feel like those are reasonably priced if you've got a younger.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, there's the classic chocolate advent calendars from Hershey.
No.
Which one's at 15 and one's 13.
And the chocolate is never good in those.
It's awful.
Right in my mouth. That was the next thing. The quality is not there for those. That's like an add-on or
those are not
scrapings off the floor.
Yeah. For adults, these are the good ones. There's a wine one. This one, the vine.
I thought you were going to say something different. When you were like for adults.
Sophia Ann.
Oh, my gosh.
Like adult toys.
Super down, bum, 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 bum.
Excuse me.
Again.
Yep.
It's Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. Vine Box, 12 Nights of Wine Advent Calendar. That's $129.
Okay, I'll
now,
hold
that's going to be, though, more expensive because it's alcohol. And you can kind of choose if you want something more geared red wine or white wine. Then for Dad, there's a Gin Vent Advent Calendar. This is gin-filled, but you can also find calendars with rum, whiskey, and bourbon if you're not a gin fan. Gin.
Take them all. Let's just do a little taste test.
And I saw beer ones as well.
And that's $131.
That's pretty reasonable.
Also, if you're not into beauty or alcohol, there is a tea advent calendar, which is priced at $40.
Oh, that's fun.
If you are looking for the best advent calendar for your family, however, the wooden nativity advent calendar, which is what we use, that one is on sale at Amazon for $75.
That thing's $75?
Yes. But, okay, so just a plug for this one. You guys still open it,
Mom,
and put the pieces out.
You fight over it. Whose turn is
so
it?
So
that
was just always a highlight for you kids, though. And McLaren had a really good idea this morning when she found that that was still something that you could buy. And she said, Mom, when we all start to have kids, this would be a great gift for you to give to each family.
Yeah. Put it right next to our fondue.
Oh, you're all getting lots of fontanini. Believe me,
fontanini.
I'm not hauling that thing out anymore.
The fake city.
The village.
Christmas village.
Yes. Everybody's going to get about 5 buildings, and I'm going to buy you the manger scene. The stable.
Yeah, that's a nice gift. That's a good start.
Mom just doesn't like putting them out anymore.
It's a lot of work, and it takes up a lot of room.
Well, to close out the advent calendars, the most expensive gift ever, Tiffany & Co., is selling an advent calendar for $112,000.
Does it say it is the most expensive gift?
Yes. This has 24 goodies, and like I said, for that high price of $112,000, the gift will be delivered through Tiffany's white glove service, and it will be assembled upon arrival. I'm assuming that the white glove service is they're delivering it to you in white gloves. I tried to look it up, and I couldn't find...
Probably.
But they do have to deliver it because that... gift you are receiving is 355 pounds.
What?
It's because isn't it 6 or 3 feet or four? It's four
huge.
Feet tall.
Yeah, it's four
it's
feet.
It's 4 feet tall.
And 355 pounds. Inside on each shelf is a beautifully wrapped little blue box with a red ribbon.
Oh, can you imagine?
No.
Imagine this. A boy gives this to you and the last one is your wedding ring.
It includes sterling some of the things that could possibly be in there. Everyday knickknacks like a sterling silver paper cup or a harmonica to stunning pieces of jewelry like an 18-karat gold Tiffany bracelet or a Tiffany smile pendant. This holiday, they really wanted to surprise their customers in a whole new way by showcasing an awe-inspiring objects and experiences that you can only find at Tiffany. Unfortunately, only 4 lucky women will be the recipients of these boxes. They only made 4 of them, and you have to request the chance to buy it by emailing Tiffany. So I don't know how they're going to narrow down if they get 12 submissions, who's the 4 lucky winners. However, if this is not in your budget, some other delightful gifts you could purchase from Tiffany this season. A custom-made ring featuring a round D-color diamond that's over 8 carats. A Tiffany blue motorcycle. And a sterling silver greenhouse.
Sterling. Sterling.
Now you sterling have silver. A friend in sterling the diamond business. McLaren.
Manitowoc and Hopkins Crossroad.
We're talking about advent calendars. Matthew's joining us right now. And
hello.
Matthew, do you have any fond memories of an advent calendar?
Yeah, I mean, we always did it. I always remember. I don't know that I ever got Jesus. I don't think I...
I think I would rig it so I always yeah. got Jesus.
Yeah.
I got Jesus last year.
Well, it was always fun, though.
You probably got Jesus in your stocking every now and then for the nativity
yeah.
scene.
Oh.
Yeah,
actually, I usually get Jesus with that, too, and I don't know why.
So for that, I don't put Jesus in the manger until Christmas Day. So every year I would put it in someone's stocking.
She
and
puts it in mine every
they
year.
They would
she
get
loves me.
To put Jesus into the manger.
I don't think
scene
I ever
Christmas
got
Day.
Him.
Excuse me. Oh, now they're stocking our sweaters.
Well, yeah.
I will say this on Wikipedia. Traditional Advent calendars feature the manger scene. Many Advent calendars take the form of rectangular windows, one for each day leading up to and including Christmas Eve, December 24th. Consecutive doors opened up every day. Some have 24, some have 25. So there's not a set. It's not just through Christmas Eve. So that's why there's differing opinions on what there's 25 doors or there's 24 slots.
Well, and looking through, I mean, this list has quite a few. I only see one on here that has 25. Everything else that's listed has 24 boxes.
I think it's traditional 24. That would be my...
Well, we can't call Father every week, but maybe we'll...
Have to send
Save
him a text
that
or something.
Find out
from him yeah. why.
So if you had to pick which advent calendar you would want this season.
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yeah, hands down.
Tiffany.
I'd probably sell it.
I'd take the one that we have. That's the one.
Matthew, if you didn't catch, Tiffany is having an advent calendar this season priced at $112,000.
I did see that somewhere. I saw an article. I didn't look into it, but.
Yes.
Potential gift for Haley?
I feel like that's been more common lately. I've seen them with alcohol. I've seen them with like wine and cheeses and stuff.
Yeah, I reported on that one too.
Yeah, the more elaborate advent calendars are on the up.
I'm just surprised that you can really find them at every price range. I feel like a lot of things these days, it's like either super high or super low. Like there isn't a lot of like wide variety on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mittens. You what? Can get cheap
what?
Mittens or you can get expensive mittens. Okay. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You can get a cheap phone or you can get an expensive phone.
I know, but I'm saying for like stuff like this, gift giving, I feel like it would all be super expensive and nothing would be like
more affordable.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's just interesting.
Matthew is joining us via telephone. Just a quick recap. What I'm being laughed at. What how was your week, Matthew, and what's new in your life?
Good week overall. I don't remember a single thing I did.
Okay.
I just got back this morning. Haley ran the half marathon in Cambridge.
How'd she do?
So great. She set her a new PR for herself, new record for a half marathon.
Nice.
Which is cool. She very easily ran the 13. I drove around, met her at a few different spots. So it was fun. It was good. It was a very fun event. Went to sort of an after party thing there and had a 9:30 a.m. beer.
Love that.
Oh, good. My son drinking in the morning. Great. Yeah,
good start to the Sunday.
How was the weather for that?
Great. It's like 50-something.
Oh, so perfect.
Perfect for running. Yeah, it's very nice.
How does Haley wind down after a run like that? What, sleep, pasta, I mean, or eat? Is she wound up or is she tired?
I mean, she's pretty, like, the half marathons for her now aren't super tasking.
Oh, Lord.
Cannot say the same for myself. My legs don't work after that.
Right.
Never forget.
No, she's pretty good. I had a beer. She had a couple of mimosas, and we got some food at this after party thing. She's chilling now. We're going to make some sushi this afternoon.
Got it.
And watch the Vikes game. So we're just going to hang out for the rest of the day, watch football, have sushi.
Skull.
We're skulling here.
Skull.
Yeah.
Skull. Matthew, go ahead.
I was going to say, did anyone see if Patrick Mahomes is playing today?
I believe he is out.
Oh, they told him he couldn't play?
I believe he is out, and I don't think they want to risk it, so... that's the latest that I saw. I don't know if that has changed or not, but once they declare him out, you know, he's out.
Is this the guy that messed up?
No. This is not the Vikings.
Never
mind. He's the Kansas City quarterback. He's the son of a former Twins pitcher.
I got excited that I knew football and what was going on, but I clearly had no idea what they were talking about.
Your grandfather.
Patrick Mahomes, he was the MVP last year, but he's been hurt for the last couple weeks.
Gotcha.
So having him out is
huge.
They do not have a return. Chiefs list Patrick Mahomes as questionable, but I don't think he's expected to play. There's probably no reason for him to come back so early, but we'll see what happens. This only helps the Vikings' chances of getting better and better, But your grandfather has called for Mike Zimmer to be made a fool of by the Kansas City Chiefs, and I disagree with your grandfather.
I do as well.
Well... I say we get back on track.
All right,
go
leading
to
the
Sophia.
Ship.
Well,
does Matthew have anything that you want?
Never mind.
You have any articles?
No, I don't have much for you right now.
Okay,
that's fine.
We'll go to Sophia.
All right, I'm talking about Instagram shutting down a creepy app that lets you stalk loved ones. So if you guys didn't know, Instagram used to have a tab that you could see all the notifications of the people that you were following. So you could see what pictures they're liking, they commented on. And people had started using that as like a stalking tool. And so they shut it down.
Well, it's not an app. It's not an app. It's
they
something
called
else.
It like an app. It's a feature that Instagram had.
How would you get that?
It was the...
You would swipe on your...
Explore.
Yeah, your Explore, and then you... Something like that. Oh, no, on your activity thing. And then you would swipe over and it would be activities of the people that you were following.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I knew about that, but it's just who cares what people like and what they're commenting on and what they follow.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I listened to another podcast called Call Her Daddy, and people would use that as, like, figuring out, like, what their ex was doing or what their boyfriend was doing or if their boyfriend was liking a picture or something.
Yep. No.
But people have, like, became so obsessed with it that they stopped it.
Wow. Mm. I've never even heard of it.
Yep.
People freaked out that they're shutting it down. I don't know anybody that actually ever used it. That's why I was so surprised. People were in a huge uproar that they were getting rid of it. But I've never in my life used it. The only time I ever used it is if I accidentally swiped.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I accidentally ended up.
Yeah,
I don't care what picture you guys.
People like, would
care.
Like make a new account and then only follow one person that they wanted to stalk. So then they would swipe to the following thing and they could see every little thing that they do on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Who figures this out?
What the heck?
Girls, honestly,
well,
I think.
A feature on the app.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a feature.
Yeah, but someone to take it that far to create a fake account, follow the person so they can see, like, get a life.
You got issues.
I'm sure I knew this was a thing, but I never used it, so I don't even know.
First, I've heard of it.
Don't you assume that everything you do on your phone has a can be seen, can be shown? Everything you do is out there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think a lot of people do.
I honestly don't care. If you want to look up like that car I was looking at, or like the Instagram post I like, go for it. That's wasting your time.
Yeah, check
it
out.
Nothing to do with
you. Let me know what you find, if you find anything good.
Yeah.
I just like pictures of fluffy dogs.
Yeah.
Yes, Matthew.
Like, what kind of Bentley I want to lease, or
don't worry, our dog is alive for you to meet, and he's fluffy.
Yep. But he did die in my arms for a little bit.
Nope, on the ground.
Did you give that update?
Yeah, yes, we did. You'll have to go back and listen. Sophia admits to some good things.
Yes.
All right. She's still alive.
Well, that's all I had, so.
Well, Dad.
Very good. All right, next, if I'm up, I have a, it's not an article, it's a behavior. Our dad's over the top about, you can quit looking at that, garage cleaning.
Of course.
Garage cleaning, storage cleaning, all that kind of stuff.
No. Okay, so, Matthew, where this is coming from is yesterday we had the annual everybody meet on the patio to put away all of the
outdoor
you
stuff.
Owe us,
so, yeah,
Matthew.
You owe me Gabe and Sophia.
Where Dad...
Throw your back out day.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, did I not make reference?
Gabe,
I did it.
And I said, please don't lift two of those at one time.
Guess who didn't throw their back out?
You
Gabe.
Didn't lift it, Gabe.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. Mm. Okay, anyway, Dad all of a sudden turns into the most anal person you have ever experienced.
Whoa.
On how this stuff needs to be packed away.
And why? So he can put
more
stuff
junk
in it from
in
the garage.
So he can add more junk.
In the trailer, Duddy's always like, we need to sell this thing and get it out of the driveway. I don't want to hear anymore. Yet every single year, he packs it plump full of stuff.
I got rid of
a
lot of stuff. It is a nice storage tool. I did get rid of a lot of stuff because I cleaned out the garage the other day and just basically moved everything to one side so we can have a car in there. But it is... It's one of those, I wish there was a day where we could all go through it all together and get rid of what we really
don't need. I helped you last year.
I just wanted to throw everything away in the garage.
Yes,
yeah.
Because it's all trash.
And we don't use it.
I would ask Dad what this is and what he's going to use it for.
He'd be like,
oh, I don't know what that is. Then he's like, what are you going to use it for? Oh, I don't know. And then I'd throw it away. And he'd be like, whoa.
Hang on there, Jose. Where are you going with that?
He's like, give me back those gardening gloves that are Barbie from when we were two.
Like the broken plant cover that doesn't work anymore. He's like, I my rose bush.
Put that back.
We may have random small children do some gardening work for us, and we need Barbie gloves.
Yes.
I will say, in my... room in Minnesota, I did have a lot of crap. I would keep everything. I had a ton of clothes and a bunch of just knickknacks and drawers and boxes. And since moving out here to Boston, I kind of left all that extra crap. I got rid of half my clothes, and I just sort of have somewhat started over as far as like actual things. And I everything I had that was like in my room, I didn't need it. I didn't. If you just tomorrow, Dad, got an empty garage, you'd realize that 95% of the stuff in that garage is stuff that you don't need or use. And if you really needed a pair of gardening gloves, you could just go pay $2 at Fred's.
It's like the wax hand things that we don't do anymore, but we still have taking up the entire half of the garage.
I am going to burn that this summer.
Matthew, so are you saying when you come home for Thanksgiving, you're just going to get rid of all your stuff?
Yeah, I don't really have much stuff.
I think you'd be surprised.
I think about this a lot. I think when I'm
older, I don't need any of it.
Okay. I want a specific room dedicated. It's going to be called the memory room, and I'm going to have all my junk in there, and then the whole house is going to be minimalistic, no clutter. Just that one room can be
hoarding.
Memory room.
No.
Yeah, because then I can just... But it's going to be all in boxes and organized, but that's like the random things where it's like, if I want to be in a memory mood, I'll go in there and look at all my memories.
So you guys know that I like to hoard memory stuff. And
I do too.
Like last year, I went through all my memory boxes really good. And I'm like, why am I keeping half this stuff? I got rid of so much stuff and I had multiple boxes before. Now I'm down to like one and a half in that half box. I could probably go through again and get rid of more. Because like I'm like, why am I keeping this piece of paper that's like, congratulations, you completed high school hockey. Like, okay, fun and games, but like, I'm never going to do anything with that. It's not going to be hanging on a wall in my house. And I didn't even complete
high school hockey. I was a hoarder of papers, especially stuff from school.
Yeah, me too.
I know Haley's here now. She's laughing at me because she helped me clean some of my stuff out.
Right.
And she was appalled at the amount of papers that I had. I just had papers and papers. But really, what are you ever going to do with them?
That's me. Cool. I have notebooks full of things.
Sophia.
And I always think it's like when I get an assignment, I'm never going to go back and look at this. It's because the teacher already gives you all the stuff that you need for the assignment that you're assigned.
I sometimes do some nice cleaning for Sophia, and I think she doesn't have any of her high school papers left.
Well, I actually appreciate that, though, because I don't want to know if you slyly just get rid of my stuff. Then it's like, I don't even know that it's there. So
well, and
I'd rather you do that.
I know, like, your high school chemistry papers, you don't need. If it was, like, you wrote a paper in English, I put that to the side because you might need that in college. I use some papers.
And you might have to sell it to Gabe?
No.
I'm
not using theirs.
You can use those papers and build on them.
I did.
In college,
yeah.
I got a
nice C at Viz and a nice A in college.
You're guaranteed an A in college if you got a C at Viz.
Mm-hmm.
That's an A paper in any college.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
I can attest to
it
that.
It is.
Yeah. It truly.
So. I think I used one of those in GC, General College at the U, and then she read it in
that
class.
That was a well-used paper.
She read it. All of a sudden, I handed in a paper that mom had done freshman year at Genoa College, and we're sitting in English class. And I remember that Professor Barb. She said, "I'm going to read one of the best papers I've had so far. You know, the last couple of years." And I'm sitting there, and I know it's not going to be mine. And whoever character she's talking about sounds very familiar. And I'm like, where have I heard this before? And I'm looking at it, and she's looking at me smiling, and I'm kind of looking around and went, oh, my God, that is the paper that I turned in. And then I was set for the year. I could have just write, I am dumb. Like, oh, A+, A+.
That
he gets an A+.
So
plus.
Funny.
That was the only time I ever did that. I was. I don't recommend anybody doing that. You should do your own work.
It's all turnitin.com.
Now,
really?
Not really. Not everyone uses it in college, or at least at St. Kate's we didn't. But in high school, every paper you had to submit it to Turnitin.com and print the receipt.
Our generation got screwed
because
for that.
It goes through the paper, and if you have like sentences that are this, I mean, obviously, if you took something from like
it scans the internet.
Yeah, it scans the internet. But if you took something from research and you quoted it. That obviously doesn't count because you cited your source.
Yeah.
But, like, if you took Sophia's paper and turned it in as mine, you'd be caught for plagiarizing.
Well, what if you take your own paper and rework it for another class and...
I don't think your own paper matters, but if you take somebody else's and you have to submit to turn it in...
It has to be on the internet. It runs through websites.
That was a well-recycled paper.
That was the only A I ever got.
It came from... Let's just say,
I
was a third user of this paper.
Who is the
Dad
original?
Was the fourth.
Give us the original.
A friend of one of my sisters.
So that's why the paper was good.
Wrote it originally.
She was a good
then
writer.
My sister did it. Then I did it. Then Dad did it. And I did it again in college.
What was the paper on?
Yeah, let me see.
Was her
an
name.
Old lady
Frida?
Named Frida.
Frida Kahlo?
Yeah. No.
Me.
Oh, no, it was just
Frida
like
from
a relationship.
Home.
I'm actually writing a story in my English class, so it'd be nice if we
would
could
like
bring out
Frida.
Frida.
Paper?
Yeah,
for sure not intern.com registry.
How did this conversation go from do dads like cleaning garages to plagiarism?
I don't know.
It was because we were talking about papers and getting rid of papers.
All right,
I think the family doesn't spend enough time with the garage. I think if you guys spent more time with the garage, we would have less stuff.
Who is the person that cleans out everything every year? And I beg for people, get rid of your stuff. Please, please get rid of your stuff.
Who is that?
And then I have this stupid sale, which will never happen again in our house because no one comes. And I spend so much hard time and
you do spend a lot
hard
of time in
work
there.
And make $100 and
people in South St.
Paul it all away.
Do not appreciate the garage sale. People in Highland Park and Matt Groveland in St. Paul appreciate the garage
right.
sale.
I'd make thousands.
You'd
there.
Make thousands of dollars
here,
there.
Here's your $200.
The good right. old people
and take that
in
free
South
box
St.
with
Paul.
You.
Now you should just donate it and take the tax write off. It's probably more than.
That's all I'm doing now. I'm not.
I got a couple. I think I'm one of the top getter ridders of Prince.
She's a getter ridder.
Get rid of thingy people.
Not more than me.
Get rid of people.
Are you a teacher?
Did you have a mimosa on the way over here?
I wish.
All right. Well, I'm not getting anywhere with my comment.
If
but
Gabe could put down his candy cigarette, then maybe he could go to his article.
Okay. Is he fake smoking?
I've already had. These are really good.
Okay. See how you get addicted to cigarettes? He's already addicted.
Okay. Well, mine. Speaking of garages, you know what goes in a garage?
A car.
A car goes in a garage.
In some garages.
Yep. Well, not ours. Only half of ours.
Actually, there is a car.
The
in
terrain
our garage.
Is inside
we like
the
stuff
garage.
In our garages. All right. Excuse me. Mine is about a girl hit a deer after she came from a Halloween party. And for her Halloween party, she was dressed up as the character Carrie from Stephen King's novel.
Freaky show.
Oh, no.
And she told the dispatcher that she was wearing a Halloween costume, so she is like she has blood and stuff all over them. And when the paramedics got there to like check her out from hitting the deer, they were shocked that like they didn't believe that that was a Halloween costume and she had blood all over her. And then after a while, she finally told like got them to realize that it was all fake blood, and they thought it was the funniest thing ever. But when they got there, they said or she said that
they were
like
horrified.
Yeah, they were rushing like, oh my god, we need to get this girl help. But it was indeed her Halloween
that
costume.
Is
but
hilarious.
You know what? That's a smart girl to let the police know. I mean, the police didn't communicate well with paramedics, but at least she said, hey, I'm in a Halloween costume that's got blood. Don't come and be like, oh, God.
We got to. Yeah. She split her head open.
I saw a picture of it, and it was, I mean, she looked like she had been in a terrible car accident.
Yeah.
And her car got totaled pretty bad, too.
Did it really?
It wasn't like, yeah, it was not, it was, I mean, the whole front end was really messed up.
I have a fear of that.
Yeah, but it was funny. She really did look like she had been in a terrible car accident.
Isn't if you are going to hit an animal, like you should just hit them and not try to swerve around it?
Yeah.
Is that because if you swerve, you don't know what else you could run into?
No, you could like run off the road and you could get hurt instead of just killing a deer.
Or hit into another car.
True.
That's, you know,
going
moving
the
at the same speed as you are. And
not that I drive in the wilderness a lot.
Well, McLaren, we just had a deer on our block yesterday. What do you mean drive in the wilderness?
That's true.
A big one, too.
Squirrels.
But if you're on a road and think of that ditch, even like if you're on 52, that there's a ditch there.
Yeah.
And once you go down at that high speed, you could flip the car right over. So it's best just to split that sucker right in half.
Yeah, I remember coming home from ski club.
I'm just saying, you go straight. You're not aiming for it.
But what if it comes shooting back and like bursts your windshield and you have a dead deer?
Yes.
Like Tommy Boy?
Antler in your head.
That is a risk you take.
And that's another thing you don't want to do, like they did in Tommy Boy. Putting it in the back seat, and then the deer comes to and starts kicking the roof off and messing up the car.
Speaking of Tommy Boy, did anybody see the little boy on Barstool?
Yeah.
Dressed up as Chris Farley?
And I didn't see it. I heard about it.
Oh, it is the cutest thing ever.
And he had you could tell that kid had no idea.
And his mom's like, okay, do it. He won the Barstool contest. And the kid actually looks like he is Chris Farley. Like, it is hilarious.
It's like a 2-year-old kid, McLaren.
Fat guy in a little coat.
Yeah. And the little pillows that he was stuffed with, it's very cute.
Sophia was trying to pull it up right now.
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, let's talk about giraffes.
Giraffes?
Giraffes.
All right, what do you got?
Yes, giraffes.
Just a moment
here.
And I will pull it on up.
All right.
Gabe is really like putting people right hardcore on the spot.
Gabe is at the helm right now, Matthew. He's playing producer, director, and
I got to run the board.
I do have a update on giraffes, and they are silently falling onto the endangered species list, and they are facing extinction, which is super sad. Yes. There are 9 subspecies of giraffes, which who even knew that? I didn't know that. And 5 are declining in numbers, and 2 are improving, and only 1 is considered stable at this time.
Really? So if you go to the zoo, which strand are you seeing?
I would imagine they're all different.
What strand of giraffe?
Wasn't that what you just said?
No.
The giraffe spot is stinky. Oh.
Yeah.
The what?
The giraffe and zebra spot, it's so stinky.
Stanky.
What does it smell like?
It is
Sophia's room.
It smells like
no.
You know, that's one thing. If you ever went on a safari, which that's on the bucket list, if I ever have enough money,
$40,000.
I bet those animals. I bet that doesn't smell great out there. I bet that's a rough go.
I really don't think so.
Pretty vast.
Right. Exactly.
It's in the. It's not in.
You
the
go
contained...
in the woods. It doesn't stink like wolf poop.
It's not a contained building
I'm just
room.
Thinking,
no, man.
The lion doesn't smell real good.
No.
They
no.
really are funny looking animals.
They're
look
so
like
weird.
Dinosaurs.
They're not exceptionally like good. I feel like they aren't good at being alive.
You can't declare that.
You did it wrong.
They're like clumsy as hell. Have you ever seen a giraffe try and drink water?
No.
No.
They have to like do this weird crap with
their
legs to just
yes.
like get their neck to the ground. They have to like do the split. They're not exceptional at being alive.
Do you know what kind of beer they like?
Cold one.
What beer?
Long necks.
Well, listen. There are the list of endangered species goes in this order: animals of least concern, which obviously they're not worried about. Then there are vulnerable. Then endangered, and critically endangered, and extinct in the wild. And then just extinct, meaning it's not even in.
Oh, wow.
Right. And these two subspecies of giraffes are critically endangered. So they're the next thing to being completely gone.
And there's nothing you can do,
creepy.
Huh? What about the ones in Cal?
Think about China. Pandas were like virtually extinct, but China made it back.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, they had some strict... you know, the pandas, they had a whole bunch of, you know, they brought them out to zoos to potentially, you know, mate at other places. And China did do a good job at restoring pandas to whatever level they are now.
Think about it. Like, almost every zoo has a giraffe.
People aren't really killing giraffes, are they? What are they?
They do.
For?
Why?
You go on those large game hunts.
Yeah, those African safaris.
Yeah, I feel like that's not very common, killing giraffes.
No.
There's that picture of the lady who's just shot the giraffe, the Minnesota lady who goes on these big game things, and she's holding up the giraffe's neck. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but that's like one, maybe like 5 people.
I have a friend whose dad goes big game hunting,
I just cannot
and they
appreciate
bring it back
that.
And have it, what do you call it?
Taxidermied.
Stuffed.
Right, stuffed.
Yeah, really sad.
Yeah.
I don't
do you
like
eat
that.
Giraffe? Like, can you eat that?
Sure.
Actually, you probably can.
Yeah.
I
for sure.
I don't know,
like
but
wild
anyway,
boar?
I did think that was sad because everybody kind of loves to look at the giraffes and see giraffes. And if I went on safari, I would get so excited if I saw a giraffe.
And I would too. Kills it. I would anything that you saw in the wild would be really neat.
Yeah. No, there's some things I wouldn't care about.
Snakes. You know, bypass that.
I don't know.
If you're going to Africa,
some antelopes or gazelles or something.
To see them, that's like Lion King real life.
Did they use the ones in Minnesota come from Africa, you think? Not saying they swam over here, but
right, that's
are
a
they
tough,
from?
No. That's a tough swim.
How did they get into Minnesota?
It's difficult.
Noah's Ark.
We're running into some waves over here, guys. You're going to have to really pick it up.
Giraffes probably can't even swim.
Well, I'm thinking, how did they get here?
Well, probably they started, someone brought them over from Africa, but now they create themselves
they got
here.
A thing.
Mm. Oh, I didn't think about that. You can have
for giraffes.
Dad.
Noah, Noah's Ark.
Right, that's what you're led to believe. Yeah. That's how
It landed in the middle of our country, and then we got the animals here.
Yeah.
No. Perfect.
Specifically at the zoo.
Yeah. That's where they stop. That's why we have zoos.
I do have some shower thoughts, if you guys are interested.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. We got a couple of them. I like this one. Arms for your chairs or just chairs for your arms?
Arms?
Yeah.
For your like chairs.
The arms of a chair.
Yep.
Or chairs for your arms.
Chairs for your arms.
Chairs
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can buy that.
I like that.
I'm sitting in them right now.
Good one. An actor's job is to act like they're not doing their job.
Wait, say it one more time.
An actor's job is to act like they're not doing their job.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
You don't want to be able to tell that they're acting.
Okay, right, okay, right.
You're supposed to be.
Now
you want
to believe in the character. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good one. If someone asks you which way is the beach, you can literally point in any direction and be correct.
True.
That is true. Yep.
If you pee in your dream and actually wet the bed, technically a dream come true.
Oh my gosh. That's weird. That happened to me one time.
That happens to Gabe quite often.
What? No.
And there's also those who go to bed with itchy butt.
No.
No.
That's just you, Dad.
Wake up with smelly finger.
Yeah.
That's McLaren every night.
Okay.
Yeah. McLaren's fingers smell.
This one, I don't know if you guys will get. Is there a little science involved?
Okay.
I bet I'll get it. I scored the highest on that on my ACT, by the way. Got a 20.
Nice job.
Because temperature is dictated by the speed at which molecules vibrate, when you put ice in a drink, you are technically adding slow.
Yeah, Mom, I'm tapped out on that.
That's a very simple concept. But me and Sophia were actually just talking about this yesterday.
How temperature is really just the molecules moving.
But Sophia was like wrong.
Because when you ask someone what's the temperature, you're asking them like, how much are the molecules moving
today?
But
that's not what you're asking.
Kind of.
No, not really.
Technically.
I just want to know if it's hot or cold.
Can we go back to the Tiffany Advent calendar?
What?
Oh, I watched a documentary this week on typography, like the designing of fonts and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was about like the top font designer in the world, and he did Tiffany & Co.'s logo. And one thing I thought was interesting about it, when he designs a font like that, he designs different sets of fonts based on how the logo will be displayed. So the font that's on a free hanging like banner will be different from one that's on, say, an awning, and that's different from what they're engraving with, which is different if they had it like embossed on stone. So every single surface that it's on, they have to modify the actual font in order for it to appear that it's the same.
I have no idea what you just said.
No, Gabe, you actually talked about this week. Did you know, Matthew, that St. Thomas Academy changed the font?
They changed their logo for the first time in over 100 years.
Yeah, they had a whole rebrand.
Yeah, and it was
it wasn't a whole rebrand. They just made the font thicker. They didn't do anything else. Can you guys stop?
They're looking at me, laughing.
That's why.
I'm sorry.
I did not know that the Snapchat Gabe sent to the family group message would be this funny. I'm sorry.
It's just not. They were staring at me, all laughing at me, so I thought it was something I was
doing.
Because
I couldn't believe what you sent.
All right.
Oh, for God's sake.
We should think about Facebooking live here sometime, shouldn't we?
Mm. Yeah.
Then we'd have to actually get ready and look presentable.
We lost our camera system.
Maybe we'll do it when Matthew's home. Yeah.
Yeah, when are you coming home?
Tomorrow.
I don't know.
In trouble for asking that last podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we won't worry about it then.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? Are we covered?
We Gucci.
Who hasn't gone yet? Everybody's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is recording November 3rd, Sunday morning.
November 3rd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How are you doing over there?
Today's grandma's birthday. She's 93 years old.
Grandma.
Yeah. What a kind woman.
Yes.
Grandma.
That's old as hell.
Yeah, it
she's
is
a
old.
Great mother-in-law.
I played bingo with her yesterday and told her tomorrow's your birthday. Oh. And you know what she said?
What?
No.
I know.
It's November 3rd.
Oh.
And I went, oh my
how
gosh.
How do you know that?
Yeah. A moment of clarity.
So
then she did.
Oh, I get it.
Clarity.
Clarity.
Then she did proceed to think she was about 60. Because I said, "Do you know how old you're going to be?" And she said, "Ah, in the 60s."
She is young, keeping her body young.
Yep. That is, that's nice. That's a pleasant thought. And she remembers her birthday, but she does not remember me. How you can forget me is just unbelievable.
And she did very win simple. Bingo twice. So that was.
She did?
Yep. Of course she did.
Nice job, Claire.
What did she get?
She actually got a lot. They had Halloween bags of candy.
Ooh.
Right so up her she got a Halloween bag of candy for her first win.
So she didn't take the
probably
quarters?
Probably about. She never does.
She
I don't know.
The
there
candy.
Are probably at least 10. Mini candy bars in there, and then she won another one.
Wow.
Oh, she loves her bingo.
Yes, she does.
And her sweets.
Well, not so much anymore, but yeah.
Just kidding.
I don't know if she'll actually eat them.
She likes pancakes.
But I left them there for her. Yes, she does.
Very big pancake.
Anyway.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Claire, who's not listening to the family podcast, but she's there in spirit, so. Just on a really sad note, that seventh grade boy from Eagan, that was hit by a car and killed heading to school just the other day. Our family, I went to school with the VTechs, is Brian, Chris, the whole family was at my grade school in the Cretan family. And our thoughts really go out to that family. I can't imagine what they're going through right now.
Heartbreaking.
My sister Maria knows the family. Matthew, Peter, and Michael, and George all know the family as well. But it's just really a sad thing, and I just can't even imagine how the day-to-day operation is going to be for them for quite some forever.
It is amazing, though, how when a community is, like, struck with something as horrifying and terrible as this is, how people come together, like, what some restaurants in Eagan, I know off the top of my head it was Cooper's, Teresa's, Dunn Brothers.
Rack Shack.
Rack Shack. And I think there's two more. But yesterday and today, if you go to any of those places and bring in a flyer that I'm sure you could Google and you'll find it, they'll donate 50% of your bill to the family.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing that those restaurants are kind enough to do something like that.
Yeah.
It is. Cool. This is from the local CBS website. From Channel 4. It was his 13th birthday, too. It just gets even worse. Cooper's Restaurant and Bar, that's on Robert Trail in Eagan.
Well, it doesn't really, well, I suppose.
We released today, so if someone listens today.
Well, it says November 2nd or Sunday, November 3rd, so is it in effect today as well?
Okay.
Teresa's Mexican Restaurant on Diffley, Dunn Brothers on Diffley, Wildcat Bar and Grill on Yankee Doodle Road, Rack Shack Barbecue in Eagan, and Junior's Cafe on Duckwood Drive. Any of these generous Eagan restaurants below on yesterday or today, they will donate 50% of your bill to help the VTech family. McLaren, you're right. People coming together. I know Eagan is a tight-knit community, and their Pee Wee hockey team, their high school, their middle school, it came out in full support, and... Well, I don't know what you can do, but you can at least start with those restaurants to just go and have a quick meal or a cup of coffee or whatever.
I mean, obviously you never want tragedy to happen to you or anyone you know, but just the fact that people rally together. Sophia,
it's
people
touching.
Rally together is pretty neat and special.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's so anyway, our condolences to the VTech family. And I don't have words to console anybody but other than our condolences. That being said, we'll wrap it up, and we'll be back next week. If you want to check us out on social media, we're all over. Just Google Table Talk with Rookie's Family. But you've already found us, so we know you can. You'll be back again. What are you laughing at, bro?
Giving them how to find us when they found us.
That's true. It just seems redundant. But,
well, they could email us at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
We love emails.
We'll ignore it, but you know,
yeah,
you could send it.
You could do it.
Maybe we'll check
Maybe.
Them today.
Yeah.
We hope you had a happy Halloween, and let's let the Christmas spirit begin, right? Are we ready for Christmas music yet, guys?
Let's do Thanksgiving first.
Whoa.
Let's do Thanksgiving first.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving,
exactly.
Gang.
What a do, baby. What a do.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I guess not.
We have had a little snow, Matthew.
Yeah, we got some snow on the ground here, brah.
That's gross.
Yep. But it's going to warm up. The weather's going to get a little bit warmer for fall. We'll have our fall pick up our leaves and then be good. Have a great day, Matthew. Say hi to Haley for us.
Yep. Go Vikes.
Go Rubber
Go Vikes.
Trump 2020.
I'll wait for your text during the game.
All right.
The good part about sitting right here is I get to have the last word because I get to turn all the microphones off.
Gabe's going
to
get the last word today.
All right. Yep. I love it.
So goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.